The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive football stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Ooh, sorry. Just reading all the trades. Got super bored. Decided to yawn. Welcome to the trade deadline spectacular on Fantasy Football Today. I Googled what rhymes with trade so I could come up with some pun. Trade deadline, more like, I couldn't find anything. Like, more like stayed deadline because everybody stayed. But Dave, actually, let's start with the big one. What is your reaction? James Harden to the Clippers. Should we talk about that?
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Listen, no one is more qualified to talk about that than me. I expect him to make a bunch of three-pointers and to have a huge beard. There you go.
All right. Well, there was.
I think that might be the first time I've given basketball analysis in my life.
It was good. It was really good.
Like Miami Hurricanes basketball analysis, yes.
So there was some defensive players moved. There was the Jaguars upgrading their offensive line, which I think was great because actually the PFF has the Jaguars with the 30th ranked run blocking grade. So they
made a huge impact on Travis Etienne.
Well, I don't know if he's averaging 4 yards per carry. So imagine what he could do if he had a guy who has actually graded really well so far at offensive guard in Ezra Cleveland. But I think Josh Dobbs is the biggest one here going to Minnesota. What do you think about that? Jack,
when you have a big party, you rent a cop. When you're in playoff contention, you rent a cube. And Josh Dobbs is the rent-a-cube. He's on his fourth team in 12 months. And look, I think he can be serviceable for the Vikings. There's a lot of metrics that I don't like about him. He was bottom five in yards per attempt. I believe he was bottom five in one other thing. Why can't I think of it off the top of my head? But it was really bad. Off target rate.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, he's very off target. Yeah.
Off target rate among qualified quarterbacks. But he threw downfield a lot. And so maybe that has some hope for Addison to maybe win on some deep balls. Obviously, Justin Jefferson. And he can move around the pocket. He's clearly got some mobility that can help him out. And is he better than Nick Mullins and Jaren Hall? Yeah, he is. It was probably the best quarterback that the Vikings could have added. And he's a bright guy, and he's been in offensive systems like this one. I mean, he was basically in one in Arizona. Cleveland had one that's just like it. So he should be able to adapt pretty quickly. It doesn't sound like he'll play this week, but maybe the week after. Josh Dobbs finds himself as a top 20-ish fantasy quarterback rest of season with amazing targets to throw to. If he can harness his skills, he can put up a couple more big games. He already has three this year with well over 20 fantasy points.
Yeah. Yeah. He runs a lot. Josh Dobbs on pace for In the 8 games he started with the Cardinals, on pace for just 3,334 passing yards, 17 touchdowns, 11 interceptions, but 548 rushing yards and 6 rushing touchdowns. So we don't know that he's going to be the quarterback, but maybe we could consider him the unofficial front runner. Jaren Hall is likely to start, and probably, let's say, he has an audition here. So, you know, I kind of thought maybe I would treat Justin Jefferson like an early third round pick type of player after the Cousins injury. How do you feel about that now?
That's how I feel about him now, is that he's like a top, and maybe not inside of top 30. I think the fact that he is expected back sooner than later will push him toward, if we were drafting today, he'd be somewhere between 20th and 26th.
Okay. Other big ones here. Other trades. Detroit acquired Donovan Peoples-Jones from Cleveland for a 6th round pick in 2025. Not going to be a very significant thing there, just some depth.
Yep.
But on defense, the Bears contending, they traded a 2nd-round pick for Montez Sweat, defensive lineman for the Commanders. And the 49ers, who were actually contending, traded a 3rd-round pick for Chase Young. And both Sweat and Young are going to be free agents. I think this will give these teams the ability to franchise tag them if they want. But, it's just weird for Chicago and San Francisco to basically be making the same trade, but with the Bears giving up a lot more draft capital, probably an early 2nd-round pick rather than a late 3rd-round pick. And Young was their best pass rusher. I mean, you could say Young might be a better player than Montez Sweat. So weird. I don't know. A similar thing happened with the Giants and the Jets a few years ago with Leonard Williams, and it didn't really make much sense. But guess what, Dave? A little poetic, maybe something poetic here. Who do you think plays the 49ers, who just acquired Chase Young, in week 17, your fantasy championship?
It's the Commanders.
It is the Commanders. Hope you're not starting Sam Howell that week. But no, this is good. I mean, for the 49ers DST, I don't really have a fantasy angle here, Dave, but the Commanders are perhaps an easy matchup now, if they weren't already.
Oh, yeah. They were already an easy matchup when they had a loaded defensive line. Now you're taking away. Young had played great this year. So you're right. He was their best pass rusher, but he was an edge rusher. So he's on the outside. Payne was moved all around. Probably more of an outside guy than an inside guy. I'm just thinking about who else that they have there. But he had a bunch of sacks too. The Bears obviously figure that they'll sign Sweat to a long-term deal, and he'll be the piece of their defensive rebuild. And we'll see how that goes. We'll see how that works out for them. Love it for the 49ers, because their pass rush, the last couple of games, you kind of saw that it wasn't really like suffocating quarterbacks. And now it will. It's as long as Chase Young stays healthy. And that's why Chase Young went for less than Montez Sweat, is because he's had injury concerns and teams weren't willing to pay up as much for him as they were for Sweat.
Right. Of course, people are going to say, hey, if the Bears want to make Montez Sweat their big free agent acquisition, why not just wait till he becomes a free agent? They obviously feel like there's some advantage to trading for him now. Like I said, I think they can probably franchise tag him, but I don't know that for sure. I don't see why they wouldn't be
able to. They can. And so could have the Commanders if they had wanted to.
Right.
So if the Commanders had traded Young and not Sweat, they could have kept Sweat with the franchise tag, and then no one could get him.
Right. All right. Do you think the Ezra Cleveland thing matters at all?
He's depth for the Jaguars, and maybe he becomes a starting interior offensive lineman for them. So it's good for them. And then if you're thinking about, oh, this is going to do it for the Vikings, remember, they signed Dalton Reisner, and I think they like what they got out of Reisner the last couple of games. So they took a depth piece and traded it.
Yeah, I don't know how – I don't really make too much of PFF grades for offensive linemen, but like I said, they have the Jaguars 30th in run blocking. Ezra Cleveland is 17th among guards in pass blocking, 13th among guards in run blocking. So just based on that, you think he's a starter. And the Bills acquired Rasul Douglas, a cornerback from the Green Bay Packers, which they badly, badly need. They will give up a 3rd-round pick. They'll get Rasul Douglas and a 5th-round pick. And that's it, Dave. Good trade deadline.
That's it. And I actually think that makes the Packers matchup even easier, because Douglas had been holding down one side of the secondary. And not that he was doing great. He gave up 3 touchdowns this year. He had a good PFF grade, but the stats behind it weren't good. Packers defense should have a target on them if they didn't already have one.
Yeah, and actually, we didn't mention this on the waiver wire show, but if you can pick up Devondre Campbell in an IDP league, I would say a borderline must add. Linebacker for the Packers just came back last week. I think he had 10 tackles. So he's actually available in our league. and I'm not going to get him, but I put in a claim for him anyway. All right. Thank you, everybody, for watching and listening, and happy Halloween. Talk to you tomorrow.
Sonic the Hedgehog, a new hero arrives.
I am
ready. Is there anyone stronger?
No.
Tougher?
No.
Funnier?
I do not make jokes. I make warriors.
Knuckles, now streaming only on Paramount+.
Yes!